So we are in the middle or the end of a series.
Takže sme v strede alebo na konci série. Yeah.
Maybe the end because summer's coming, huh?
A možno na konci, pretože because what?
The summer is coming.
A pretože leto prichádza.
And we've been looking at different characters in the Bible.
A pozerali sme sa na rôzne postavy v Biblii.
So if you've been to every single service.
Takže ak si bol na každej jednej kázni.
Then you will know.
tak to vieš.
That we've looked at Daniel.
Že sme sa pozerali na Daniela.
For maybe 3-4-5 weeks.
Možno 3-4-5 týždňov.
We looked at the character of Daniel.
Takže sme sa pozerali na tú postavu Daniela.
And then we had our ladies speaking.
A potom sme mali dámy, ktoré kázali.
So Kati spoke about Ruth.
A Kati kázala o Ruth.
And Anna had 4 people.
A Anička mala 4 postavy.
So Samson and Delilah, Deborah and Barak.
Čiže Samson, Dalila, Deborah a Barak, všetko v jednu nedeľu.
I had to think hard about who were the 4.
Ja som musel veľmi tuho rozmýšľať, kto boli tí 4, ale myslím, že je to správne.
And then we had a few weeks on Jacob.
A potom sme mali niekoľko týždňov Jakoba.
We went into Deuteronomy with Michal in detail.
Takže išli sme do 5. Mojžišovej s Michalom do detailu.
So I called that Moses.
A potom Mojžiša.
And then last week we had Peter and Paul in prison.
A minulý týždeň sme mali Petra a Pavla vo väzení.
And today.
A dneska.
We have this person.
A to bude táto postava.
Man. Okay, I don't even know how you say it. Jerubal.
Jerubal, I neviem presne, ako
to Because I checked in my Slovak Bible.
Takže je to presne tak aj v slovenčine, pretože som si pozeral slovenskú Bibliu.
It's the same name.
A je to rovnaké meno.
Do not look in your Bible.
Nepozerajte sa do svojej Biblie teraz.
Who is it?
Takže kto je to?
Who's Jerubal?
Kto je Jerubal?
It's a different name for someone that you know.
Je to iné meno pre niekoho, koho už poznáte.
Any guesses?
Nejaké tipy?
Where's Alina when you need her?
A kde je Alina, keď ju potrebujem?
anyone?
Niekto nevie? Vie?
Yes!
Super.
Jeremiah? Good guess.
Takže Jeremiáš, dobrý tip.
I'm not saying yes or no, I'm just good guess.
Nehovorím, že to správne, iba hovorím, že je to dobrý tip.
Say someone and if you're correct, then it was good. No?
Takže povedzte niekoho, ak poviete správne, tak to bude dobre vyzerať.
Look like you knew all the time.
Ak vyzerá, že to, že ste v Biblii neustále.
Don Anders, what do you think? I don't know. Old Testament.
Takže zo Starého zákona.
Ježiš,
ne.
No, sorry.
Ježiš to nie je.
Jesus is always the answer, but not today.
Ježiš je vždy odpoveď, ale nie teraz.
Come on.
No tak.
Paja, tell me a man from the Old Testament.
Paja, povedz nejakú postavu zo Starého zákona.
Not from this list.
Samuel.
Good guess. Well,
Samuel,
done.
Dobrý tip. Ďakujem.
Go on, John.
Nehemiah.
Nehemiah,
dobrý tip.
It's good. Anyone else?
Sofonia.
Who? Sofonia. Aha, okay, I don't know who that is, so no.
Neviem, kto to je, takže nie.
Dušky. Hit me with an Old Testament name.
Dušky, nejakú starozákonnú postavu.
Moses.
Mojžiš.
Good guess.
Dobrý tip.
Habakuk. I know Habakuk's existence. No, okay.
Takže Habakuk to tiež nie.
We'll come back to it later. Even you don't know who it is, do you?
No.
Great. Okay. Just for fun, you have 2 questions.
Takže len na zábavu teraz máte 2 otázky.
You need to turn to people around you.
Takže otoč sa k tomu človeku, ktorý je okolo teba, blízko teba.
You need to discuss these 2 questions.
A musíte sa rozprávať o týchto 2 otázkach.
These 2 questions may sound weird.
Tie otázky môžu znieť zvláštne.
But it's because I am a little weird.
Ale to je preto, že ja som trochu zvláštny.
As you know.
Ako už viete.
So there's 2 questions and you have to try just human me and try to answer them. Yeah? Human me, just go with it.
Takže proste 2 otázky a nejako to zvládnete.
Just go. Okay. So, here are my questions.
Takže tu sú moje otázky.
Question number 1. Are you an early bird? It means do you arrive places really early?
Takže si človek, ktorý prichádza na miesta veľmi skoro.
Or are you a last minute
alebo chodíš na poslednú chvíľu.
So you can discuss it in your group.
Takže môžete o tom rozprávať teraz v tej skupine.
The second question, počkaj.
Ešte počkajte.
The second question is the best question.
A tá druhá otázka je tá najlepšia.
What animal would you ride into battle?
Takže aké, na akom zvierati by si jazdil na do boja?
Yes, you have to imagine you're going into battle.
Takže predstavte si, idete do boja.
Biblical times.
V biblických časoch.
What animal would you ride into battle?
A na akom zvierati by ste tam prišli do toho boja?
Okay, did you ever see during Bible times? That's a really good question. You need to ask someone else. Okay, you've got 2 minutes to discuss these questions. Go.
Máte 2 minúty.
So, please put your hand up if you are an early bird.
Takže kto ste ten, kto chodí skoro? Zvihnite ruku.
And hands up if you are last.
Ak chodíte na poslednú chvíľu, tak zdvihnite ruku tiež.
Yeah, last minute hands. Okay, this question will come up later, don't worry.
Táto otázka sa ešte objaví.
The big question.
Ale je to veľká otázka.
What would you ride into battle?
A teda veľká otázka je, že na akom zvierači by ste vošli do tej bitky?
Philip, you're going for T-Rex.
Yeah, maybe.
You're going for T-Rex, okay.
It's possible, like, they were doing the Bible times. I'm not sure it's going on
that. I'm not sure if it's possible, maybe. In this time, no. In this time we're looking at today, it wouldn't be possible.
Maybe it's like horse. I'll speak to
horse. Horse? White horse that goes around in circles.
Takže Filip by v tých biblických časoch išiel na koni. Pretože na dinosauroch už sa nedalo.
Okay, anyone else?
Lion.
I like the idea of the lion. I was thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Elephant.
Slon.
Camel.
Petra, what did you say?
Camel.
Java.
Leviathan.
A what?
Leviathan.
What is that?
This is monster.
But this is a big
it's monster. Beast. Okay, it's a beast.
But I think it's
a beast from Bible.
Myslím, že to je morské zviera, nie?
He's a sea battle.
Takže na morskú bitku by si išiel, na Leviathan.
It can be a sea battle. It's a stupid question. It can be like.
Donkey.
Takže na
oslovi. Oslík.
Can you translate that?
I didn't win it.
He has to go donkey because all the horses have gone. Because it was too late.
Takže... ak som volá?
Čo?
Takže John by išiel na oslíkovi, pretože všetky kone už odišli. Pretože... A pôjde na poslednú chvíľu.
Je lacnejší.
Číko.
A kvôli tomu, že je to... lacnejšie.
Dragon.
Oh. You can have a dragon if you like. Anyone else?
Takže niekto ďalší?
Miloš, what are you riding in on?
Miloš, na čom by si išiel do bitky? So horse.
Yeah, horse. Here, what do you think? You got dragon as well. No. Okay. What are you going to ride in? Giraffe.
Na giraffe.
That would be funny, no? Llama.
Na llame.
Okay. This comes up.
Takže to sa ešte objaví.
In the Bible story.
A v tom biblickom príbehu.
About Jerubal.
O Jerubálovi.
Jerubal is Gideon.
Takže Jerubal je Gideon.
If you guess, then you'll get it. So please turn in your Bible.
Takže otvorte si Biblie.
To Gideon. Judges.
Sudcov.
6.
6. kapitola, Sudcov 6. A sú tam v tom, tej poličke nejaké Biblie, ak nemáte.
So, it's Judges.
Takže Sudcov.
Chapter 6.
6. kapitola.
And we're going to read from verse 1 to 10.
A prečítame si prvých 10 veršov.
This will give us the background to our story today.
A dá nám toto pozadie do toho príbehu.
So, do you want to read this for that?
Yes.
Go for it.
A Ale Izraelci robili, čo sa nepáčilo Hospodinovi. Hospodin ich vydal na 7 rokov do rúk Midiancom. A keď ruka Midiancov ťažko doliehala na Izrael, prispôsobili si Izraelci k obrane pred Midiancami horské trhliny, jaskyne a pevnosti. A kedykoľvek Izraelci zasiali, prišli Midianci a Amalekovci, synovia východu, proti ním. Pritiahli a utáborili sa proti ním a zničili úrodu krajiny až tam, kde sa ide do Gazy, a nezanechali nejaké potraviny v Izraeli, ani ovce, ani voly, ani osly. Lebo keď prišli so svojimi stádami a stanmi, prišli v takom množstve ako kobylky, ich samých a ich ťavy nebolo možno spočítať. A vpadli do krajiny, aby ju spustošili. A takto Midianci veľmi ožobračili Izrael. A vtedy Izraelci volali k Hospodinovi o pomoc. Keď Izraelci pre Midiancom volali Hospodinovi o pomoc, Hospodin poslal Izraelcom proroka a ten im hovoril: Takto hovorí Hospodin, Boh Izraela. Ja som vás vyviedol z Egypta a z domu otroctva. Ja som vás vytrhol z moci Egypta a z moci všetkých vašich utláčateľov. Zahnal som ich spred vás a ich krajinu som vám dal. A povedal som vám: Ja som Hospodin, váš Boh, neúctievajte bohov Amorejcov v krajine, ktorých bývate. Ale vy ste ma nepočúvali.
Super. Okay. Peťo, you are officially the winner.
Takže Peťo, ty si oficiálne víťaz?
Because camels.
A pretože tie ťavy tam boli.
So here we are in the history with Gideon. He hasn't been mentioned yet.
Takže tu sme v tej histórii s Gideonom, ešte to nebolo spomínané.
But we have a time where the Israelites were in their own land.
Ale boli sme v časoch, kedy teda sú tam boli časy, kedy Izraelci mali svoju vlastnú zem.
But they are under the oppression of the Midianites.
Ale boli pod utlačaním Midiancov.
And the Midianites are famous for riding their camels into battle.
A tí Midianci boli známi tým, že jazdili do bojov na ťavách.
And in the text it mentions there so many camels that they have.
A v tom texte sa spomína, že mali tak veľa tých ťav.
And this is what they did. They would ride in with their camels and attack, and they would win the wars.
A to je to, čo robili. Oni tiahli na tých ťavách do boja a vyhrali tie boje.
Camel warfare.
A bola to ťavia vojna.
Not nuclear warfare, but camel warfare.
Not new what?
Nuclear.
Takže nie je nukleárna, ale ťavia.
So we have God's people. I was speaking about Jacob just a couple of weeks ago.
Takže pred niekoľkými týždňami som rozprával o Jakobovi.
And so Jacob eventually went to Egypt with his son Joseph.
Jakob nakoniec odišiel do Egypta so svojím synom Jozefom.
They stayed in Egypt for some time until the Pharaoh didn't want them and wanted to get rid of them.
A zostal tam do nejakého času, kým sa ich faraón nechcel zbaviť.
Moses rose up to take the people out of Egypt.
A potom povstal Mojžiš, aby zobral tých ľudí z Egypta.
Then Joshua took the people into the promised land.
Potom Jozue zobral ľudí do zasľúbenej zeme.
But then things started to go downhill even more.
Ale potom veci začali ísť dole z kopca ešte viac.
Because when Joshua died, the people just started to rebel and rebel against God.
A pretože keď Jozue zomrel, tak ľudia začali rebelovať proti Bohu.
And the people would go around in a cycle.
A tí ľudia začali chodiť v takom kruhu.
So they would rebel.
A oni rebelovali
against God.
Proti Bohu.
Worship idols, which is normally their way to rebel.
Uctievali modly, čo bol ich spôsob rebelie.
Someone would come to fight them, occupy them.
Potom niekto prišiel a bojoval proti ním, okupoval ich.
The people would cry out to God.
A ľudia kričali k Bohu.
At some point God would come and send someone to help.
A v nejakom bode Boh prišiel a niekoho poslal, aby im pomohol.
And then they would rescue the people.
A potom oni zachránili, on zachránil tých ľudí.
There would be a great victory.
A bolo tam veľké víťazstvo.
And then the people would commit idolatry again and it would go round and round.
A potom sa ľudia zase vrátia k modlárstvu a stále sa to dokola opakuje.
And so here we find them in this time where they are being occupied, they are losing.
Takže tu ich vidíme v tej situácii, kedy sú okupovaní, sú teda strácajú.
And the prophet has said to
alebo prehrávajú.
The prophet has said to the people, you are idolatrous.
A ten prorok povedal ľuďom: vy ste modlári.
This what happens to you.
Tak preto sa vám to deje.
Now we find Gideon.
A teraz tam vidíme Gideona.
What I would like you to do is to turn back to your groups.
A znova, čo by som chcel, aby ste robili, je otočte sa v tých svojich skupinách k sebe.
And I would like you to read in your group.
A chcem, aby ste si v tej skupine prečítali
Judges 6
a Sudcov 6
verses 11 to 24.
Verše 11 až 24.
Okay. So in your group you're going to read that together.
Takže spolu si to prečítajte v tej skupine.
And then
a potom
you need to tell me what it tells you about Gideon as a person, his character, his feelings, this type of thing.
A potom mi budete potom mi poviete, že čo tam vidíte o Gideonovi ako o postave, o charaktere.
Mm-hmm. And then if you have extra time,
a potom ak máte ešte navyše čas,
only if you have extra time,
iba ak ho máte,
what does it tell you about God?
Tak čo vám to hovorí o Bohu? Takže čo vám to hovorí o Gideonovi a potom ak máte čas, čo vám to hovorí o Bohu?
Go, go, go. Turn to your groups.
Takže otočte sa do svojich skupín a diskutujte. Čítajte sa.
Okay. First, what are your opinions on Gideon? Just from maybe you know the rest of the story, or you probably do, but from this part of the story, what do you think about?
Takže najprv z tejto časti príbehu, možno poznáte ten Gideonov príbeh celý, ale iba z tejto časti príbehu, čo sa vám to hovorí o Gideonovi?
He was afraid.
He was afraid.
Takže bál sa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's questioning the wrong thing. Like why?
Yeah, why me?
Mm-hmm. Takže pýtal sa, prečo ja?
He lost his faith.
Strátil svoju vieru.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because he was also like cautious or careful. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be sure that this God was telling him to do those things, not just some stranger.
Takže on tiež sa snažil uistiť, že to je Boh, ktorý ku nemu hovorí, nie niekto iný.
Yeah. Nice point.
Mm-hmm. He felt insignificant.
Takže cítil sa nedôležitý.
Definitely.
Určite.
Pre mňa na druhej strane tak úprimne otvorene pomenoval tú situáciu, lebo on ho pozdravil Hospodin s tebou a on povedal, joj, keby bol Hospodin s nami, tak toto nezvedívam.
So for me it was just like very honest saying about what he felt, because he said like the angel told him that God with you, and he said, okay, if God would be with us, you know, yeah, then we are not in this situation. So he was just honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else?
Niekto iný?
He's either humble or very timid. Because he says, I'm the least of my family. So that could be that he's humble.
Mm-hmm. What is
or
timid?
Or just actually very timid.
Timid. How do you say timid? Postovensky. Timid. It's when you're scared. Aha.
Takže bude veľmi pokorný alebo ústrachaný.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good point. It's hard to know.
Je ťažko povedať, ktoré z toho.
Anyone else?
Niekto ďalší?
And what about God? There's not much that says about God in this, but...
Takže
just...
čo Bohu to hovorí? Nie je tam toho veľa, ale... Čo vám to hovorí?
Takže... Uh-huh.
Hovorí to, že Boh je trpezlivý, pretože on čakal, kým on išiel spraviť tú obeť a vrátil sa späť.
Later on in the story he asked for confirmation.
Takže Gideon si viackrát žiadal to potvrdenie.
That's right.
What I really like is that God chose the really weak person to actually
bring
the glory.
Yeah. Takže to sa mne veľmi páči, že Boh ukazuje tú slávu tým najslabším, tým slabým.
Yeah.
Čiže sa oslavuje na tých najslabších.
To je na tom práve to najzaujímavejšie, že napriek tomu, že Gideon sa zachoval na to, všetko k tomu hovoríme, vyscený oportunista.
So, in spite of Gideon behaving like opportunist,
yeah.
That's right. Napriek tomu, Boh mu to dovolil.
God allowed him.
That's gracious.
A jednoducho pracoval s tým jeho He worked with his mindset and helped him in his faith. Yeah. Even if his meaning about God.
Takže Boh s ním pracoval s tým jeho nastavením mysle.
It's interesting. I don't want to say too much because I've got.
Je to zaujímavé. Nechcem to o tom veľa hovoriť, pretože to mám veľa.
When angels come and visit.
Ale keď anjeli prichádzajú a navštevujú.
It's not the same rules for everyone.
Tak nie sú tam rovnaké pravidlá pre každého.
Yes, so we know with the story of Jesus' birth.
A vieme ten príbeh z Ježišovým narodením.
It's, you know, Zachariah says. What?
Zachariáš hovoril, že čo?
Can it be true that we will have a child?
Že nemôže byť pravda, že budeme mať dieťa.
And then he can't speak for the next however many months.
A potom niekoľko mesiacov nemohol hovoriť.
Mary kind of is a little bit shocked, but you know, she's seen as great.
Ale Maria na druhej strane vyzerala trošku v šoku, ale bola celkom v pohode.
But Gideon can like question as many times as he likes and still.
Ale Gideon ten neustále má otázky.
Yeah, it means God works with different people in different ways.
Že zdá sa, že Boh pracuje s rôznymi ľuďmi rôznym spôsobom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Anyone else got anything that's...
Just one thing. Mm-hmm. It's about Gideon, and he actually decided, okay, I need proof that you are God. She went decided to bring offering.
Uh-huh.
But the offering itself, the process of the offering is not just 5 minutes thing. Mm-hmm. It's really a long process.
Takže keď Gideon sa rozhodol, že potrebuje to potvrdenie, tak povedal, že dobre, ide pripraviť tú obeť, ale príprava obete trvá dlhý čas. Takže Boží anjel tam čaká s kávou v ruke, kým ten Gideon to pripraví.
So even within Gideon, something happened, he's starting to believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this might be God.
Takže zdá sa, že aj Gideon začína veriť, že môže to byť Boh.
Yeah. Rado and I, we are our favorite part. As Rado's idea was that he was obviously afraid because he saw an angel.
Takže Radová myšlenka bola, že on sa očividne bál pred tým anjelom.
But rather than the angel saying, do not be afraid, everything will be okay.
Ale namiesto toho, aby Boh povedal, že neboj sa, všetko bude v poriadku.
Do not be afraid. You're not going to die.
Tak anjel povedal, že neboj sa, nezomrieš.
It's a little bit extreme.
Je to trošku extrémne.
But anyway, thank you. That's really good points you've got.
Ďakujem, veľmi dobré myšlenky ste mali.
When I read this part of the passage, I also had some of my own ideas.
Keď ja som čítal túto pasáž, tak tiež som mal nejaké svoje myšlienky.
Some of them are similar to what you said.
Niektoré sa podobajú tým vašim.
But I was thinking about last week. Tom was preaching and he said that whenever he reads the Bible, he puts himself in the position of the character.
Ja som rozmýšľal nad tým, ako Tom minulý týždeň hovoril o tom, že on keď si číta biblický príbeh, tak on sám seba sa snaží reflektovať do toho príbehu, do tej postavy.
And so if you put yourself in the position of Gideon in this story.
A keď sa vy snažíte predstaviť, že ste v tej situácii ako Gideon.
He's living in a time where they don't know God.
Oni žijú v dobe, kedy nepoznajú Boha.
They haven't seen God working.
A nevideli Boha pracovať.
They have their own private gods, their city gods all around where they live.
Oni majú tých svojich súkromných bohov, tých mestských bohov všade tam okolo.
And then an angel turns up and says, God is with you.
A potom príde anjel a hovorí, že Boh je s tebou.
You know, if I was in a situation, I think I would doubt as well.
Keby som ja bol v tej situácii, tak asi by som tiež pochyboval.
And I read one person who was writing about this in a book.
Ja som čítal od jedného človeka, ktorý tiež o tomto písal.
And he said that usually when someone greets you,
on hovoril, že obyčajne keď ťa niekto víta,
there's like a set greeting that you say back to the person.
Alebo zdraví, tak je tam nejaká tá séria pozdravov.
And really obviously in this, Gideon didn't reply back in the polite, friendly way.
A očividne Gideon v tomto prípade neodpovedal na ten pozdrav veľmi slušným spôsobom.
He was extremely honest.
Bol veľmi úprimný.
And he said, in English says, pardon me, Lord. Sounds polite.
Which works.
Pardon me, 13. I don't know how to
say it. V angličtine sa tam píše, že pardon Bože.
Yeah, pardon me.
pardon, pane, teda.
But if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?
Ale hovorí, že ak Boh je s nami, tak prečo sa nám to všetko deje?
It's not the polite answer.
A nie je to veľmi slušná odpoveď.
Yeah. But it's the very honest answer.
Ale veľmi úprimná.
And the people at the time must have been thinking, what is this God doing? Where is he?
A ľudia v tej dobe si museli myslieť, že čo ten Boh robí, kde je?
You know, when I had the question about the early bird.
Keď ja som mal tú otázku o tom, že či ste ten to ranné vtáča, alebo to skoré,
ten
skorý človek, alebo ten, čo chodí na poslednú chvíľu.
You know, they must be thinking, where is this God? Well, when's he going to show up?
Tak oni si museli myslieť, že kde je Boh, kedy sa konečne ukáže.
Apparently he showed up in the past.
A očividne sa už ukázal v minulosti.
For Moses here, he showed up.
A Mojžišovi.
I think Deborah is the story just before this one.
A Deborah je príbeh, myslím, že tesne pred týmto.
God showed up for some things, but where is he now?
A Boh sa ukázal pri niektorých veciach, ale kde je teraz?
Yeah, we can have this question as well.
A my môžeme mať túto otázku tiež.
Where is God? What's he doing?
Kde je Boh? Čo robí?
We can have the same kind of response as Gideon.
A môžeme mať rovnakú odpoveď ako Gideon.
Because there are so many things we look at and think, why is that happening?
A pretože je tak veľa vecí, ktoré sa dejú a my sa môžeme pýtať, že prečo sa to deje?
I've got no answer for it.
Nemám na to odpoveď.
This person dies, this happens. And...
Tento človek zomrel, toto sa stalo.
Where is God?
Kde je Boh?
And this is what Gideon is trying to say.
A toto je to, čo sa Gideon snaží povedať.
The thing that we know about Gideon from the rest of the Bible.
A tie veci, ktoré poznáme o Gideonovi zo zvyšku Biblie.
Is that fortunately he found out.
Je, že našťastie on zistil.
And unfortunately for him he didn't have.
Že je to Boh.
The Bible like we have it now.
A na nešťastie on nemal Bibliu, ako ju máme dnes, v dnešnej dobe.
Shows us that God always arrives at the correct time.
A ktorá nám dneska ukazuje, že Boh sa vždy zjaví alebo vždy príde v tom správnom čase.
God's not an early bird.
A Boh nechodí prískoro.
He's not a last minute person.
A nechodí na poslednú chvíľu.
Comes at the perfect time.
A chodí v tom dokonalom čase.
The right time for the right person for the right things to happen.
A v tom správnom čase tej správnej osobe a tie správne veci sa dejú.
To fit with his plan for humanity.
Aby to bolo v súlade s jeho plánom pre ľudstvo.
When I think about this, I think of Jim Carrey. You know Jim Carrey?
A keď na tým rozmýšľam, tak ma napadne Jim Carrey.
What's the film? What he's got? He's Bruce Almighty.
A takže, yes. Ktorý je to film? Bruce Všemocný?
Yeah, and he gets all of these prayer requests and he gives them all to the people. And
on dostáva všetky tie prayer requests. Požiadavky.
Yeah, and the whole world goes into chaos.
A celý svet sa ocitne v chaose.
Yeah, he just allows everything.
On dovolí proste všetko.
Fortunately, God knows more than this.
Ale našťastie Boh vie viac ako než len toto.
Thankfully, God knows more than this, but it's not easy for us when we don't see it.
Super, že Boh je viac ako než len toto, ale niekedy je ťažké pre nás to vidieť.
I'm really excited at the moment about football.
Ja som teraz veľmi nadšený z futbalu.
John's here, so I can speak about football. No one else likes football, John.
John, nikto iný tu nemá rád futbol, tak budeme o tom rozprávať.
But in football at the moment, in the World Cup, by the way, World Cup is happening now.
Ale na svetovom pohári vo futbale, ktorý sa teraz deje.
Colombia are there.
Je tam Kolumbia.
Czech Republic.
Česká republika. Na to zabudni.
Slovaks, no.
Slováci nie.
No. Americans, no. Zanzak's not here.
Amerika nie.
English are there.
Angličania sú tam.
But we have this new system called VAR.
A je tam nový systém, ktorý sa volá
VAR.
VAR.
Video assistant referee.
Čo je vlastne
video assistant
video rozhodca.
Yeah. And what's happening now is that when there's some penalty or something.
A to, čo sa tam teraz deje, že keď tam nejaký faul.
And the referee doesn't know what to do.
A keď ten rozhodca nevie, čo má urobiť.
He can go to the video.
Tak sa môže ísť pozrieť na to video.
And this is great if you're watching on TV.
A to je skvelé, keď to pozeráš na televízore.
Because we can see, did he actually kick him or not?
Pretože tam môžeme vidieť, že to kopol ho alebo ho nekopol.
Did the ball go over the line or not?
Alebo ide tá lopta za čiaru alebo nie?
The problem is the players can't see.
Ale problém je, že tí hráči to nevidia.
And so yesterday these Australians were going crazy.
Takže včera tí Austrálčania boli z toho šialení.
Because they couldn't see the video.
Pretože oni nemohli vidieť to video.
Actually, when you saw the video, it wasn't very clear either.
Hoci, aj keď si videl to video, tak nebolo to úplne jasné.
But God can see. He's looking and he knows what's happening.
Ale Boh sa pozerá, on vidí, čo sa deje.
He knows the right time.
On vie, kedy je ten správny čas.
He knows when to come, what to do.
Vie, kedy prísť a čo urobiť.
And I remember saying a couple of weeks ago, and Cathy mentioned in her worship time.
Si pamätám, ako som, teda hovoril som to pred niekoľkými týždňami, myslím, že Cathy to tiež spomenula vo svojich chválach.
That God knows the plans he has for us.
Že Boh pozná plány, ktoré s nami má.
And when's the right time to come and help you.
A kedy je ten správny čas na prísť a nám pomôcť.
Second thing I noticed, and you've already mentioned.
A tá druhá vec, ktorú som si všimol a už ste to spomenuli.
Was in verse 15.
Bolo v 15. verši.
Oh, it's here on the same thing. Huh? Huh? That's correct. Yeah. Pardon me, Lord, again. Very polite.
Takže znova.
What?
Pardon, pane.
Gideon is from the least.
Takže Gideon je z tých najmenších.
Yeah, so he's the weakest in his clan, the weakest in his family.
Je ten najslabší vo svojom kmeni, vo svojej rodine.
Why does God come to him?
A prečo Boh prišiel práve k nemu?
Doesn't make any sense.
Nedáva to žiadny zmysel.
And think about the people that we've looked at so far in this series.
A spomeňte si na tých ľudí, o ktorých sme už hovorili v tejto sérii.
Daniel was chosen by God.
Bol vyvolený Bohom.
And he was taken from his land to work in another land.
On bol vzatý zo svojej zeme, aby pracoval v inej krajine.
Yeah. Not really the best person to choose, but hey, let's choose him.
Nie je to úplne možno najlepšia postava na to, aby bol zvolený, ale...
Ruth was a foreign widower.
Ruth bola
different country.
Cudzia... Vdova.
Yeah. Samson was an idiot.
Samson bol idiot.
I don't like him.
Nemám ho rád.
But why choose him?
Ale prečo si ho zvoliť?
But God did.
Ale Boh to urobil.
Yeah. Deborah was a woman in a time where men were ruling.
Deborah bola v dobe, kedy muži vládli.
Jacob cheated everyone and was
Jakob ten neustále podvádzal, nebol to úplne najlepší človek.
Wasn't really the best father.
Nebol najlepší otec.
Moses was a murderer.
A Mojžiš bol vrah.
Yeah. Peter was a fisherman, so obviously not very clever.
A Peter bol rybár, takže asi nebol veľmi chytrý.
Oh, that's great. Paul obviously persecuted Christians.
A Pavol ten zase prenasledoval kresťanov.
But God chooses these people.
Prečo Boh si zvolí týchto ľudí?
Which is amazing.
A je to úžasné.
You think about yourself. I don't know if you think about yourself in this category of people or not.
A neviem, či rozmýšľate o sebe v kategórii týchto ľudí alebo nie.
Can God use you?
A Boh ťa nemôže použiť.
In your situation, the type of person you are.
A v tej tvojej situácii, v tom, aký si človek.
I think yes.
A myslím, že ťa môže.
And also the other thing is, God speaks to the least.
A tiež ďalšia vec je, že Boh hovorí tým najmenším.
The one who is unimportant.
Tým, ktorí sú tí nedôležití.
From the part of society that were not so important.
A k tej časti spoločnosti, ktorá nie je taká dôležitá.
While he's down in the wine press.
A kým on je v tom presi na víno.
Yeah, so it's like speaking to someone when they're cleaning out the toilet.
To je ako keby hovoril ku niekomu, kto práve čistí záchod.
Talking to someone when they're trying to wash a horse.
A ku niekomu, kto sa snaží očistiť svojho koňa.
Yeah, when you're in the garden.
A kým si v záhrade.
Pulling weeds.
A trháš burinu.
while you're trying to set the machine in the factory.
Alebo kým sa snažíš nastaviť ten stroj v tej továrni, v tej fabrike.
This is when God comes.
To je tá situácia, kedy Boh prichádza.
It's a shame for me because we're at church and he's supposed to speak for me.
Je to smola, pretože ja som teraz v kostole a Boh mi by mal hovoriť skrze mňa.
But God has a habit of doing it outside of church.
Ale Boh má taký zvyk, že to robí mimo z kostola.
And it's really important for us to be ready and to be expecting God.
A je veľmi dôležité, aby sme boli, aby sme očakávali na Boha a boli pripravení.
Because he comes at times when we're not ready.
Pretože on často prichádza v tom čase, kedy nie sme pripravení.
And when we're not prepared, then we need to recognize this is God and this is what he wants us to do.
Keď nie sme pripravení, tak musíme rozpoznať, že je to Boh a toto je to, čo máme urobiť.
Fortunately, God is gracious.
Našťastie Boh je milostivý.
Fortunately for us, fortunately for Gideon, otherwise.
Našťastie pre nás, našťastie pre Gideona.
It wouldn't be so good for him.
Pretože inak by to pre neho nebolo také dobré.
I saw a perfect story.
Som videl tento týždeň skvelý príbeh v novinách.
As an American man.
Ten jeden americký muž.
Was crazy about the Beatles.
A bol nadšený z Beatles.
And someone organized for him to go over to Liverpool.
A niekto pre neho zorganizoval výlet do Liverpool.
To see some of the places where the Beatles were when they were younger.
Aby mohol vidieť tie miesta, kde Beatles boli.
So there's clubs where they play that you can go to see.
Že boli tam tie kluby, kde oni hrali a mohol si to pozrieť.
There's streets where they were and you go to take a picture of the street name.
Takže tie ulice, na ktorých pôsobili a ty si môžeš odfotiť to meno tej ulice.
So this guy went and he was like, you know how some people are like crazy about certain things.
Takže ten človek išiel a bol úplne nadšený z tej veci.
A little bit nerdy and geeky about some things.
Bol trošku taký.
No, don't translate that. They like things too much.
Tak proste veľmi to mal rád.
Maybe me with football.
Možno tak ako ja futbal.
Yeah. But this guy was so excited.
Ale on bol taký nadšený.
He was outside his hairdressers.
A bol vonku u holiča.
Had a beach party. And I don't know if you can see this picture. But here's the American crazy Beatles fan.
Takže to je ten šialený fanúšik z Ameriky.
Here's Paul McCartney.
Toto je Paul McCartney.
He was driving past. He stopped the car. Paul McCartney got out of the car.
On išiel v aute, zastavil a Paul McCartney z neho vyšiel.
Paul McCartney is not an angel of the Lord. Paul McCartney is not the angel of the Lord.
Paul McCartney nie je anjel Boží.
Can you imagine the surprise on this guy's face?
Ale viete si predstaviť to prekvapenie v jeho tvári.
To see the most famous Beatle that's alive.
Že videl naživo toho najslavnejšieho Beatlefaka.
These unexpected things can happen. Yes, James Corden, they were filming.
Yeah.
They were filming. This is another very famous person. They were filming something. And
oni tam niečo práve filmovali.
This is why Paul McCartney was in Liverpool.
A to je dôvod, prečo bol Paul McCartney v Liverpoole.
But unexpected things can happen.
Ale neočakávané veci sa môžu stať.
God can come.
Boh môže prísť.
Paul McCartney can come.
Paul McCartney môže prísť.
We need to be ready and we need to be looking to see what God wants from us.
A musíme byť pripravení a musíme hľadať, čo Boh chce od nás.
One more thing.
Ešte jedna vec.
I love the story of Gideon because, you know, after this part.
Mne sa páči ten Gideonov príbeh, pretože po tejto časti.
He gets the people together.
On dá tých ľudí dohromady.
He's obviously not that weak because he gets an army together.
No, očividne nie je taký slabý, pretože naozaj dá tú armádu dokopy.
We know that the spirit of the Lord fills him so that he can do his task.
A vieme, že Duch Boží ho naplnil, aby tú úlohu mohol urobiť, splniť.
And then we have the whole story about the too many soldiers.
A potom máme ten celý príbeh o tom, že má príliš veľa vojakov.
It's great for a Sunday school story.
Je to príbeh skvelý na nedeľnú školu.
Some people drink like dogs. Some people drink.
Niektorí ľudia pijú ako psi a niektorí s rukami.
So God sends some people away.
Takže Boh niektorých ľudí posiela preč.
And Gideon beats the Midianites and their camels without even fighting.
Gideon pobije tých Midianitesov aj s ich ťavami bez toho, aby vôbec bojoval.
Without even fighting. It's a great story.
Je to skvelý príbeh.
No one really ever told me the end of the story.
Ale nikto mi nepovedal nikdy ten koniec toho príbehu.
Do you know what happened at the end?
Viete, čo sa stalo na konci?
Have a look.
Tak pozrite sa.
Judges.
Sudcovia. Sudcovia 8. kapitola.
And verse 22.
22. verš.
To 27.
Až 27. Should I read?
Yeah.
Okay. Potom povedali mužovia izraelskí Gideonovi: Panuj nad nami, ty aj tvoj syn, aj syn tvojho syna, lebo ty si nás zachránil z rúk Midiancov. Ale Gideon im odpovedal: Nebudem nad vami panovať, ani môj syn nebude nad vami panovať, ale Hospodin bude panovať nad vami. Potom im povedal Gideon: Mám k vám žiadosť, nech každý odovzdá ukoristené náušnice. Nosili totiž také zlaté náušnice, lebo boli Izmaelci. A odpovedali: Ochotnej ti ich dáme. Tu rozprestreli plášť, každý naň hodil ukoristenú náušnicu. A váha tých zlatých náušnic, ktoré si vyžiadal, bola 1700 šekelov zlata, okrem mešia, čikov, náušnic a purpurových rúch, ktoré nosili midianskí králi, a okrem reťazok z krku ich tiav. A Gideon spravil z toho efód a postavil ho vo svojom meste Ofre. Tam sa celý Izrael stal smilne neverným s ním a tak sa stal osídlom pre Gideona a jeho dom.
It's a bit of a problem for me being someone who works with children a lot.
Je to pre mňa trochu problém ako človek, ktorý pracuje veľa s deťmi.
Because we always talk about the positive things, don't we?
A pretože my veľmi často stále rozprávame o tých pozitívnych veciach.
But so many of these people who do amazing things for God,
ale je tak veľa tých ľudí, ktorí robia skvelé veci pre Boha,
end up with things going wrong again.
A skončia s tým, že zase robia zlé veci.
When I was thinking about what to speak about today, I nearly chose Jacob again.
A keď som rozmýšľal nad tým, o čom budem kázať, tak som si skoro zvolil znova Jakoba.
Because when we were talking about Jacob last, he was wrestling with God, he went back and made friends with his brother again.
A pretože keď sme naposledy o ňom hovorili, tak on bojoval s Bohom, potom sa vrátil späť a potom tam bol s bratom.
And everything was great.
A všetko bolo skvelé.
But then what happens in the life of Jacob?
Ale potom čo sa stalo v tom jeho živote?
Is that he doesn't learn from his past.
Že on sa neučí zo svojej minulosti.
He favors one son over all the others.
Že on uprednostňuje jedného syna nad druhým.
Just like his father favored one son over the other.
Rovnako ako jeho otec.
And we can see this throughout the Bible with these heroes of the faith.
A vieme to vidieť, vidíme to v celej Biblii, týchto hrdinov viery.
And God uses them to do something great, and then, oh, that's not a very good ending.
Že Boh si ich použije na niečo veľké a potom ten koniec nie je taký dobrý často.
And we see it here with Gideon.
A vidíme to tu aj s Gideonom.
So he's won the victory.
Že on vyhral to víťazstvo.
Oh, that was interesting. I said he won the victory.
To je zaujímavé. Ja som povedal, že on vyhral to víťazstvo.
Because he didn't win the victory.
Pretože on nevyhral to víťazstvo.
God won the victory.
Boh ho vyhral.
Also what's interesting in the story, we didn't read it.
A čo je zaujímavé na tomto príbehu, my sme ho nečítali.
But it's famous from your children's Bible stories.
Ale je to slávne z tých našich detských biblických príbehov.
What do they shout when they go into to scare the Midianites?
Čo kričali, keď išli vystrašiť tých Midiancov?
Do you remember?
Pamätáte si?
Gone, John. And for
Gideon.
For God and for Gideon.
Pre Boha, teda za Boha a za Gideona.
It's interesting that they say for God and for Gideon.
Je zaujímavé, že kričali za Boha a za Gideona.
What's Gideon got to do with it?
A čo s tým mal Gideon?
This is God's victory, God's battle. They know that.
Je to Božie víťazstvo, Boží boj, takže oni to vedia.
Because there's only a few hundred of them.
Pretože je ich iba niekoľko sto.
But they're still shouting for God and for Gideon.
Ale napriek tomu stále kričia za Boha a za Gideona.
And at the end, they want Gideon to become king.
A na konci chcú Gideona, aby sa stal ich kráľom.
And they start using this ephod, this tunic.
A začínajú použiť tento ephod, tú tuniku.
As an idol.
Ako modlu.
And Gideon lets them.
A Gideon ich nechá.
What's he thinking?
Na čím rozmýšľal?
He knows it's God's victory.
On vedel, že to je Božie víťazstvo.
He knows that God doesn't want these idols.
A on vie, že Boh nechce tieto modly.
In fact, Gideon is called Jerubbaal because he went and destroyed the idol to the god Baal.
A v skutočnosti Gideon je nazývaný Jerubbaal kvôli tomu, že išiel a zničil toho Bála. Jerubbaal.
So he knows this isn't right, but he lets it happen.
On vie, že to nie je správne, ale napriek tomu nechá, aby sa to dialo.
And you know, when I thought about this,
a keď som nad tým rozmýšľal,
I thought this was maybe the most important thing for us today.
A myslím, že to je tá najdôležitejšia vec pre nás dnes.
So yes, it's important that God comes just at the right time.
Že áno, je dôležité, že Boh prichádza v tom správnom čase.
Maybe for you today that's really important. You need God and you want God to come.
A možno pre teba je to dnes dôležité, pretože potrebuješ Boha a chceš, aby prišiel.
And you can be sure that God will come at the right time.
A môže si byť istý, že Boh príde v tom správnom čase.
Also, it's important that God can use all of us.
A tiež je dôležité, že Boh môže použiť každého z nás.
And we should expect God to come.
A máme očakávať, aby Boh prišiel.
But maybe even more today, when everything is going well,
a možno ešte niečo navyše, že keď sa všetko je dobré, všetko je správne,
where's God?
Všetko sa deje tak, ako chceme, tak kde je Boh?
Because this is the story of Gideon and this is the story of Israel.
A pretože toto je príbeh Gideona a Izraelcov.
Idolatry,
modlárstvo,
cry out to God,
a kričia ku Bohu,
rescue,
záchrana,
happy times,
šťastné časy,
idolatry,
a znova modlárstvo.
It's the same for Gideon, it's the same for Israel.
Je to rovnaké pre Gideona, pre Izraelcov.
And we don't want that to be the same for us.
A nechceme, aby to bolo rovnaké aj pre nás.
Because when everything's going well, what do we do?
Pretože keď sa všetky veci dejú tak, ako chceme, tak čo robíme?
Isn't it great?
Nie je to úžasné?
Haven't I done well for myself?
Nepostaral som sa o seba dobre.
Haven't I got a good job?
Nemám dobrú prácu.
Oh, look at my lovely house.
Pozri sa na môj krásny dom.
Aren't my children well behaved?
Nie sú tie moje deti poslušné, slušné?
It's not true. It's okay. I have to say things which are not true. But we get into this position where everything's great.
Ale dostávame sa do tejto polohy, kedy všetko je skvelé.
And that's when the problems start.
A to je vtedy, keď tie problémy začnú.
Last week Tom was talking about being lukewarm.
A minulý týždeň Tom hovoril o tom byť vlažný.
And I remember people saying yes, I'm lukewarm.
A pamätám si, že ľudia hovorili, že áno, ja som vlažný.
Yeah. This is the situation where things start to go wrong.
A to je tá situácia, kedy sa veci začnú ubrať zlým smerom.
When things are okay, things are going well, the sun is shining.
Všetko je v poriadku, slnko svieti.
And the water gets lukewarm.
A
water. Water, yeah.
A voda sa stane vlažnou.
We get lukewarm.
A my sa staneme vlažnými.
And we need to be careful.
A musíme si dávať pozor.
As I thought about this, I thought, yeah, we can relax too much when things are going well.
A ja som rozmýšľal nad tým, že niekedy môžeme relaxovať až príliš, keď sú veci dobré, keď sa tie dobré.
Like Gideon, we can take credit for things which are not our doing.
Ako Gideon môžeme si vziať kredit za veci, ktoré nie sú našimi vecami.
He was taking the glory that was God's.
On si vzal slávu, ktorá bola Božia.
Not completely.
Nie úplne.
He didn't want to be the king.
On nechcel byť kráľom.
You know, that was good. He did well.
Vedel, yeah? Že to bolo správne, takže v tomto bolo v poriadku.
But taking the earrings and the gold and this kind of thing.
Ale tie náušnice a to zlato.
That's where he lost out.
Takže tam sa stratil.
So even when we think we're doing okay, maybe, yeah, not.
Takže možno aj keď si myslíme, že nám to ide dobre, tak si musíme dávať pozor.
So it's important we give God glory every day.
Je dôležité, aby sme vzdali Bohu slávu každý deň.
We give God glory for the small things and for the big things.
Za malé veci aj za veľké veci.
We give God glory for every new day.
Za každý nový deň.
I've been listening to my sad old Christian songs again.
Ja som počul moje smutné staré kresťanské pesničky.
When I say sad, that was smutný is maybe not correct because sad means They're not fashionable anymore. Yeah.
Ale to, čo tým myslím, tým smutným, je, že už nie sú v móde.
Yeah. So last couple of times I spoke, I told you about some songs which I've listened to, which really we don't sing them in church anymore.
A ja som už zopárkrát vám hovoril, že počúvam nejaké pesničky, také staršie, ktoré už nespievame v zbore.
But they come from my childhood.
Ale oni sú z môjho detstva.
And so we had God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
Mali sme tú pesničku, že Boh sa postará, kedy sú veci zlé.
Yeah, which I found out is actually translated in Slovak. I didn't realize that.
Čo som si uvedomil, že ono sa to vlastne prekladá aj do slovenčiny podobne.
Yeah. And this week I was singing along.
A tento týždeň som si spieval.
To a song which you would never sing at most churches anymore.
Takú pesničku, ktorú už vo väčšine zborov si nespievajú.
And it's... Oh, how's it go? The endless love of the Lord never ceases.
Že nekonečná láska Božia nikdy neprestane.
His mercies new never come to an end.
Jeho milosť nikdy neskončí.
They are new every morning. New every morning.
Je nová každé ráno.
Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord.
A taká veľká je tvoja veľkosť.
Yeah. Vernosť, yeah.
Čo?
Vernosť.
Vernosť.
And this is a really old song. Maybe you know this song, I don't know. I won't sing it because we're recording and it'll be embarrassing.
Je to veľmi stará pesnička, ale nebudem ju spievať, pretože nahrávame, tak by som sa hanbil.
But it's been a great thing for me this week as I was preparing to think, yes, God.
Ale je to vec, na ktorom som rozmýšľal tento týždeň, ako som sa pripravoval. Vral som, áno, Bože.
Your love is new every morning.
Tvoja láska je nová každé ráno.
Your mercy is new every morning.
Tvoja milosť je nová každé ráno.
I depend on you even when things are going well.
Ja závisím na tebe aj vtedy, keď sú veci v poriadku.
I trust in you even when I haven't seen you working around me for a long time.
Ja ti dôverujem aj keď nevidím, že konáš okolo mňa.
I trust in your mercies even when I'm not important like other people.
Ja ti dôverujem tvojej milosti aj vtedy, keď nie som taký dôležitý ako iní ľudia.
Because you are God.
Pretože ty si Boh.
And you come just at the right time.
A ty prichádzaš v tom správnom čase.
Let's pray together.
Modlíme sa.
Lord God, I thank you for your word.
Pane Bože, ja ti ďakujem za tvoje slovo.
I thank you that we can learn from what's written there.
Ďakujem ti za to, že sa môžeme učiť z toho, čo je tam napísané.
That they are words of life to us.
Sú to slova života pre nás.
Lord, I pray you help us to learn from the story of Gideon.
A prosím ťa, aby sme sa učili z tohto príbehu Gideona.
And from the Israelites.
A z príbehu Izraelcov.
But we are so much like them.
A veľmi sa na nich podobáme.
And we so much need you.
A veľmi ťa potrebujeme.
Lord, I praise you that you know exactly what you are doing.
Bože, ja ťa uctievam za to, že ty vieš presne, čo robíš.
You know exactly the right time to come.
A vieš, kedy je správny čas prísť.
And that your ways are higher than ours.
A že tvoje cesty sú vyššie ako naše.
And Lord, I pray for us all this morning.
A modlím sa za nás všetkých dnes ráno.
That we would remember you every day.
Aby sme si ťa pamätali na teba každý deň.
We would remember your mercies every day.
Aby sme si pamätali tvoju milosť každý deň.
So that we wouldn't fall away from you.
Tak aby sme neodišli od teba, neodpadli od teba.
That when times are good and when times are bad, that we would stay close to you.
Aj keď sa nám darí, aj keď sa nám nedarí, aj keď sa veci dejú zle, tak aby sme boli s tebou.
So Lord, I pray in this coming week that you would be near us.
A tak Bože, ja ťa prosím za tento nadchádzajúci týždeň, aby ty si bol blízko nás.
That you would go with us.
Aby ty si s nami šiel.
And that we could be your people.
Aby sme my mohli byť tvojimi ľuďmi.
And I ask it in Jesus' name.
Prosím, mene Ježiša.
Amen.
Amen.